Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shout out to Toby, new update guy. That was good. Landfill was very pleased. I am pleased now on the BetQL guest line. We got our guy, Mr. Ben White, chief economic correspondent for Politico, chief economic correspondent for the B-Mission Finley program also. Ben, what's up, man? How are you?
Yo, I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're good, brother.
We're doing well, man. We appreciate you making time. I imagine it must be busy with State of the Union last night. We'll start with the football, and then we'll get to that. We'll give you a little State of the Union break to start.
Sounds good to me.
There's something interesting afoot, and I'm curious your take on it as a lifelong major Redskins Commanders fan.
Right.
I think there's a subset of Commanders fans that are rooting for the Eagles in some sort of twisted NFC East pride. Where do you land on who are you rooting for this weekend?
I can see that, you know, as like you want the NFC East to be the beast and have a representative, a Super Bowl champion. I can't count myself in that camp because my hatred of the Eagles outtrumps my love for the NFC East, and I have so many Eagle fan friends, and I just feel like they're spoiled now. Like, they're in the Super Bowl all the time. They just won one. Now they're back in another one. Jealousy, pure, unadulterated jealousy of mine, of their success. And I don't know. I don't have a strong rooting interest, but I love Andy Reid. I like Pat Mahomes. My kid likes the Chiefs. So I'll probably be pulling for them. It wouldn't break my heart to see the Eagles win. I mean, they're a likable team in a lot of ways. Like, that offensive line, videos they do, like, my girlfriend loves those videos and she hates football, so she's kind of gotten into the Eagles. And you know, Jalen Hurts is compelling. And
your girlfriend is an Eagles fan? How do you deal with that?
She is not. She's just
not
like
an Eagle fan. She just burly, like the videos.
She likes
big, put out.
She likes big burly men dancing and singing. She thinks it's funny and you know, whatever. She likes big dudes. So there you have it. So, you know, whatever makes her happy makes me happy. But I would not mind seeing the Eagles get stopped, to be honest with you. I don't think that's going to happen. It looks like a close game to me on paper, you know, pretty well-matched teams. I would actually give the edge to the Eagles a little bit, given how much pressure they can put on the quarterback. I mean, 70 sacks, right, for the season. What did the Bears have in 85, 72? I mean, granted, that's one fewer game. But still, they're on par with the 85 Bears in terms of sacks, and that's elite company to be in. If they put pressure on Mahomes and he's not as mobile as usual, I think the Eagles win it. If the Chiefs O-line holds up and Mahomes has time, I don't think the Eagles secondary is fine, but it's not great. I think he can hit Kelsey and he can hit his other targets and the Chiefs win. To me, it all comes down to how many sacks they get, how much they disrupt Mahomes, because I think the Eagles will be able to run the ball successfully as they have all year, and they'll put points up. If they can slow down Mahomes just a little bit, they've got a definite edge.
I think when you look at it, like what JP talked about, all the fans that are rooting, I think that's a younger fan base. The people that are in this thing, embedded in it, they don't care about cheering for the other team that you are in.
Nah, people, I can't do it. I mean, you know, the Giants I could do it for. Like, I don't – the Giants, among the NFC East teams, I hate the Giants the least.
I agree,
you know, partly
because
I live here. You know, I live here, so I'm around Giants fans all the time, and I have – very good Giant fan friends. The organization I have always admired for the most part, and they do things the right way. I'm a big Eli Manning fan, just for his comedy mostly. But, you know, back in the day when he was beating the Patriots, I was super thrilled with that. And I cheered like crazy for them because I hated the Patriots so much. So if it were Giants, I would be on the bandwagon. NFC East, Giants, Eagles, and Cowboys to me, both. I don't want either of them winning Super Bowls. So I don't care. I just don't want to see it.
What? Well, let's start with if you think this will happen, and then what will be your response? The Commanders were the only team to beat the Eagles when Jalen Hurts started this season. They lost two other games, but those were without Hurts. The Commanders went up there. The Eagles were undefeated. They played lights-out football. They got a couple good breaks along the way, and they beat the Eagles on Monday night. And it was an awesome moment. Yeah. And being in that locker room after the game was the most fun I've had on that beat in some time, right?
You make a good point.
Do you think Ron Rivera and the Commanders staff will try to celebrate that they beat them? And do you think they should?
They should not, because of what happened after that. They set themselves up with that great opportunity to win a couple more games and get in the playoffs, and they blew it in every conceivable way against teams of much lesser caliber than the Eagles. Is it a point that I would bring up with my friends, particularly my Eagle fan friends, if they were to win the Super Bowl? 100%. I would say it and do say it nine ways to Sunday. We beat you guys. We beat you with Jalen in your house on Monday right. night. So enjoy your Super Bowl, but guess who beat you? So I would use it. I don't think the Commanders, coaches, staff, players, they can privately be happy that they did that, but they took that opportunity and did zero with it. So I would keep my mouth tightly shut if I were them, because it doesn't mean anything. You know, beat them in the regular season, great. What'd you do after? Nothing.
Right. Talking with our friend Ben True. White, chief economic correspondent for Politico. You can follow him at Morning Money Ben on Twitter and Instagram. Let's talk about last night, the biggest game in town in Washington, State of the Union. It was long. I know that much.
It was.
JP argued with the TV.
Does it mean that much? Like, what is the State of the Union for you? Like, you obviously have to cover it. Like, I cover a game, right? Like you're all in.
Yeah, pretty
listening.
Much. Yeah, all in, listening.
Do markets react to anything?
Not really. I wound up doing CNBC before it because they snuck in late a proposal to quadruple the tax on stock buybacks, which, you know, was a pretty major policy proposal. And markets would care about that if they thought it had any chance of passing. But with a Republican House, it doesn't. So legislatively, there's not much in there that would move markets or markets would care about, because you have divided Washington. So not a lot of this stuff is going to make a difference. What would is any signals of bipartisanship on raising the debt limit. That's the big thing, the big threat to the economy from Congress. And there were at least a couple of moments in there where, you know, McCarthy behind in the House Speaker smiled and nodded about sitting down to talk about the budget. So that was probably positive for markets. Then there was the theater of Republicans in a way I've never seen before, heckling. You know, we've seen the UI thing once before, but this was a order of magnitude more, with Marjorie Taylor Greene screaming and others yelling. And I thought, you know, and I have no partisan dog in the fight at all. I just analyzed this stuff. I thought Biden handled it remarkably well. And he brought more energy and fire to that speech than a lot of people expected from him. He does not have a reputation of being the most super high energy speaker. And, you know, he did stumble a little at the beginning on the ad-lib stuff, but once he was on book on the speech and then dealing with the hecklers, like, I thought he gave it back to them pretty good and came out of it looking strong. His issue at the moment is with Democrats, because there's less than 50% of Democrats want to see him run again because he's 80 and they think he's too old and might lose.
He's 80?
Is going to help him. 80.
Damn.
Yeah, just turned 80 in November. Yeah. So one, the oldest guy to be running for re-election in history, I believe. So a lot of Democrats think he should move on. This will help him because he looks fired up, ready to go. I think Dem numbers for him will go up.
Don't let him get on that bike again. That won't help him.
When are they going to just realize that both of these adults that's supposed to be running this country acting like a bunch of damn kids and move forward and start acting like adults? Because, I mean, anytime.
I mean, Brian, because I've been covering this for 20 years and they haven't. Yeah. I really thought it was disgraceful. We just can't let this address devolve into that kind of display and yelling match. I mean, it, you know, people didn't shout down Trump when he was up there saying a bunch of things. And I will say Biden did say some things that were not 100% accurate. Like you said, he presided over giant deficit reduction. That's true in the numbers, but that's only because all of the COVID spending we did went out of the system. If that wasn't the case, his policies would have added to the deficit. So I called that out on Twitter, and all the Biden crowd screamed at me. And then, you know, I said he did a pretty good job of the speech, and they criticized me for saying it wasn't, you know, the best speech ever given. You know, he wasn't perfect at all, but I thought he did deliver what he needed to deliver, which was, you know, a high energy address in which he punched right back at Republicans who were yelling at him. But overall, like, we got to stop that. It's just not the forum for it. You know, like, always if it's an opposition president, they're going to say things you disagree with. Don't clap. Don't stand up. Fine. But keep your damn mouth shut.
Last one, then. I get most of my financial news from following you on Twitter, I'll be honest. You can follow him at Morning Money Ben. Seemed like the jobs report was a lot better than expected. Ooh. So are the recession fears still warranted? Like, where are we at?
This is a great question you ask. That's the story I'm writing right this moment that I'm taking a break from.
How about that?
To talk to you guys, which I enjoy much more. But yes, the jobs number was a big surprise, 500,000 plus. I don't think we see that again. January is always a little weird, but it does show us that the jobs market is still quite strong. A number of banks have started to reduce their predictions for recession coming. I think the Fed, although it hasn't telegraphed it yet, you know, will have the opportunity to slow down rate hikes relatively soon, given what inflation is doing. So, yes, I would say recession fears are receding for good reason. Strong jobs market, maybe the Fed takes its foot off the gas, and inflation is consistently dropping in the way that we want to see. So I feel a lot better about that possibility than I did last time we talked. It's certainly a lot more than a month or two ago that we could avoid a recession here. It's still, you know, a distinct possibility that it happens, but it seemed more like a guarantee, and now it seems at least as likely that we don't.
Well, that is great news. Ben, we always appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you for the time, bud.
On Sunday.
All right, that's our guy, Ben White from Politico. You can give him a follow at Morning Money Ben. 1 o'clock, it is a mock draft Wednesday.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Download FanDuel now and use promo code Brian so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bet if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet from everything from the money line to the point spreads to who will score a touchdown. We were talking a little bit earlier about who to be the MVP of the game, and you have a lot of different eyes out there, all the way from Pat Mahomes and Jalen Hurts being favorite to like 50-1 odds when you look at Chris Jones. All on a top-rated sportsbook app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you get paid your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today with promo code Brian to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook with official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.